The views and opinions expressed by the guests on the following program do not necessarily represent those of Mark Radio, The Shepherd, or its advertisers.
From the studios of the Shepherd Radio Network, it's Afternoons with Mike. This next hour is all about our walk with Jesus, with local pastors, newsmakers, people who are making a difference for the gospel. Now, here is your host, Mike Gilland.
Happy Friday, everyone. It has been a busy week for The Shepherd. Earlier this week, a big day for Choices Women's Clinic in Orlando, as they had the grand opening of a brand new location that's by UCF. A brand new location completely debt-free. We heard the story from the executive director, Vicki Matthews. She was on the program last week and gave us the miraculous details of how this came to be. An organization that started off years ago with just a couple of volunteers, now today operating two women's clinics and doing a wonderful work for the Lord and for those unborn and preborn children that need to have people standing up and speaking for their rights. God bless all of the people at Choices. We were invited to go out and take our microphone to the grand opening. And today we're going to be sharing some stories with you about that particular day and give you a chance to meet some of the people involved. We are outdoors in the beautiful 94 degree sunshine, but we found a shady spot with a little bit of breeze here at the Choices Women's Clinic as we're having this grand opening. And I've got Tammy McCarris. And you are one of the physicians here at Choices.
Yes, I am. I wear several roles, several roles here at Choices. I'm on the board of directors. I've been on the board almost 2 years now. And I also serve as a treating physician for infections. And I also read the ultrasounds that are produced at this clinic as well as our original clinic on Colonial. And on top of that, I'm an OBGYN that works for Advent Health. So I'm thrilled that my hospital system is leasing the space right next door. So we will have a natural referral pathway for the young women here that we see and choose to continue their pregnancies. They can go right next door and start OB care with the doctor there.
Now, you know, Tammy, as that announcement was made, it brought a great bit of excitement, sure, applause, did. People cheered. To have a partner like Advent in a situation where you are, that's one more miracle to this whole story that Choices has been. And of course, we had the director, Vicki Matthews, on our program last week and was telling us all about the fact that though it seems unbelievable, this building today, which was dedicated today, grand opening, ribbon cutting today, opened debt free.
It is a miracle. God wanted this place to be constructed even in COVID, even in challenging situations where we couldn't hold our usual fundraising activities through all of 2020, we still were able to, we weren't even conceiving of having this facility until 3 years ago. And our Walk for Life 3 years ago, 18, started fundraising for this project. And today we are able to say we have not only built the property, demolished the old structure, rebuilt, furnished, and staffed the facility completely debt-free. Thanks.
And gained a partner in the process.
And gained Advent Health as a partner. Yeah, it's just really, it's miraculous. And without God's intervention, we don't believe any of this would have happened. But we know that God wants the unborn to be protected and not aborted. And we are doing everything we can to spread that word to this community. And we felt that UCF is a good campus to be established on. And a lot of young women at that age are confused about being pregnant at a young age or when they're still in school. And there's a community around here, too, that needs to seek care for their pregnancy. So we're in the right place at the right time. And we feel God ordained it.
You know, it's wonderful to have a person like yourself who you are on the front lines every day of your life. When you're working, you're on the front lines of these issues that we all hear about in the news. It's hotly debated in Congress. It is threatened from those that are in the progressive left as a right that women have. And yet the real loser in it is not only the baby, obviously. That is the chief one whose feelings, whose life, whose worth is never taken into consideration. But also you see the moms and the dads.
Yes.
Who are affected by this. Can you give us a word of what that is like?
Well, there's nothing sadder than seeing a young woman, especially if she's still in school, unmarried, with or without a boyfriend or a husband, finding out she's pregnant. And she can be really overwhelmed by this important decisions she's going to make about whether she continues to carry this child and deliver this child. And if she does, will she keep the child? Would she offer the child for adoption? Does she have support from the boyfriend or the husband or her family? Will she be able to continue in school? Does she have the support of the boyfriend or the husband? All these things are just overwhelming for young women that really weren't expecting to get this news at that time in their lives. And coming to a place like Choices will hopefully give them peace of mind, knowing that, you know, they do have a choice in what's going to happen with their baby, but we would very much encourage them to choose life for their child. We offer ultrasound so they can actually see that baby even at 5 weeks gestation. I mean, the woman has just barely skipped her first period, and she can see a baby and a heart beating. And seeing that is very powerful in their decision making. And if they do choose life, then we are able at this facility to connect them with continued OB care, any social services that they may be entitled to be a part of, like if they're not insured, we can help them get set up with health insurance. If they choose adoption, we can help them with finding the right agencies. We offer baby showers and biblical teaching and present the gospel to every patient that continues her pregnancy. Many patients have accepted Christ after seeing their ultrasound of their baby, and what they've heard is true, that there is a little beating life in there with the heart beating as early as you could possibly see. Also, we have a community store with beautiful donated items that we let the women come in and shop through, for car seats, diapers, clothes, bottles. We sign them up for social service entitlements like the WIC program, Women's and Children, where they get certain products to feed and nurture their baby on reduced price or free. So it's kind of like an all-in-one stop shop for, and the same happens at our Colonial address.
I know it's fulfilling for you to see women, young women, after having, I'm sure, witnessed the after effects that is so devastating for women who make that decision.
Yes.
And they're coming in to hear, sometimes not even realizing that Choices is a true choice, that there is another choice.
Yes.
Besides what they are expecting, maybe what they're seeking. But they come in, and then for those that have made the decision, and then get on the other side of that decision, they've received the love, they've received the support, they made the call to keep their baby.
Yes.
And they're never sorry, are they?
They are never sorry. And as a matter of fact, I've been taking care of women since 1991 in private practice. And I hate to say this, but every patient that I've ever taken care of that opted to terminate their pregnancy maybe doesn't regret it at first, but I'm promising you that as time goes by and they maybe have other children that they do give birth to, or never have any children, or miscarry children, they all feel a tremendous burden and, I hate to say it, guilt. And unless they come to Christ for that forgiveness, they live with this burden the rest of their life. And I've seen women in their 80s come and tell me at a simple checkup. Oh my gosh, doctor, I've never told anybody this, but I need to let you know, because you're a woman. You know, when I was 15, my parents forced me to terminate a child, and I have never forgotten about that. And they will cry, and they're so broken. It's just a pitiful, sad thing. And I've never met one patient that could say, oh yes, I did this, it's fine. I mean, even the most calloused person will at some point in their life really realize what they have done and be regretful.
Well, I know that not only would the community be excited that you're here, but I believe heaven is excited that this is going on here today and that there's rejoicing. And we are grateful for the stand that you're making, because, doctor, what you're doing is not just for this life. It is for the next. And God is honored and blessed by you. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for being here and putting this on the radio. I hope anybody listening will come on out and check out Choices Clinic.
God bless you.
God bless you.
Today at the Choices Grand Opening, the ribbon cutting, this man right here, Michael Anderson, you spoke and you greeted. You got to be the guy that kind of, I guess you carried some of those early moments standing in that 94-degree heat. Great to have you on the program. Michael, what does this day mean to you?
This day's just a huge day for Choices just in general, just because it's been such a prominent focus to really be where abortions happen. And if most people know this, that between 18 and 30 something years old is where the majority of age group of abortions are thought about and happen. So being here so present to such a big college campus where just the pressures of life and learning how to live and do things on your own are out there, and you're breaking away from your parents, and sometimes you're looking for outside influences to kind of speak love and grace and truth into your life. And we just really wanted to be close to it. So being this close and seeing it all come to, happen is just a big deal. So
now this has been a big deal. It's an amazing thing that a building like this could be paid for debt-free from the get-go. That's got to be something for all of you to see. And I had a chance, as you know, to talk to the Webbers, and they were talking about the need for people in your peer group, your generation, and even younger, to get involved in this outreach. And it's a big fight, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, we have so many friends and people my age. We have 4 young kids ages 2 to 9, and once you have a kid, it draws so much passion towards really caring for those that can't protect themselves. When I think about my 2-year-old and how she needs me to care for her in all of her ways, it's the same from the time that God plants that child in the womb till they're born, right? But oftentimes it gets so mixed up with different political agendas and different rhetoric in the culture, and we really just want people to be out, be kind of hands and feet of love to the people that they're unforeseen circumstances. Most people wouldn't choose to be standing in this clinic hoping that they might have to end a life, right? Or ruin theirs, per se, is the question. But really having younger people that are walking in the midst of that and have young kids and know that it's hard and know that it's a struggle and they're not too far away from it, just spitting judgment like, oh, you got to have this baby, it's great, but really saying, hey, having this baby is great, it's changed my life, it's changed who I am, made me a better man, and then walking alongside with people with that is a big honor, quite honestly. So I really would love to see younger parents and teenagers and college students to really kind of rise up and take the mantle and run with this idea that life is precious and it's our God-given right to live and walk this earth and to live life in the full as He created it. So,
as all of the board members have been anticipating this day coming, and here you are now a mile or less away from UCF, the campus that is one of the largest campuses, not only in Florida, but in America. Mm-hmm. It's a ginormous mm-hmm. campus. Almost mm-hmm. 70,000 mm-hmm. students will be there this year. What kind of impact do you see this particular now location for Choices making?
I mean, really, I can't even fathom what the Lord's going to do here, because second largest college campus in the country, so many commuters here too. So you're not only impacting just this UCF area, but you're impacting the whole country and all of Orlando when you think about how the spider web spreads out to people. So I really can't even fathom what God's really going to do with this. I think it's going to be incredible. And then the fact that we're going to have a facility right next door that could really help encourage people to, you know, take the next step of just, you know, having the proper care needed to make a wise choice in their life. So.
And that decision or that announcement was actually made today as part of the ribbon-cutting ceremony that Advent Health was going to be partnering, and not just partnering, but literally becoming a part of the very building that Choices is now located in. So literally, you walk out one door, mm-hmm. turn around, take a few steps, and you're in Advent mm-hmm. and getting the kind of community help that hospital is going to be able to give. It's got to be a big deal and a very exciting day for you.
Yeah, it is. When we've always said at Choices, we don't ever want to be just the clinic that shows somebody an ultrasound and says, hey, go have a baby. We want from the start to finish to know that they're loved, know that they're cared for, know that they have options and choices, but that it doesn't end there, that we're going to walk this whole journey with you from start to finish, to parenting classes, to even if you do decide to terminate a pregnancy, that we're going to care for you and give you counseling and walk with you, because God still loves you. He still desires you. He still longs for you. Your story doesn't end there. It continues, and we want to continue that story with you. So,
Michael Anderson, thank you for being with us here today.
Thank you, sir. You have a great day.
Two amazing people right there. That was Michael Anderson and Dr. Tammy McCarris, both of them involved with Choices. You know, when you go to the website, choicesfriends.com, you can volunteer at that website. You can also gain a lot of information about why Choices exists here in Central Florida. Here are a couple of facts that you may not know. One abortion happens every 20 seconds in the United States. Florida, right here at home, is ranked number 3 in the nation for abortions. Orlando is home to 4 abortion clinics, and 3 of those 4 perform late-term abortions. Some of these things, if you knew the details, if you saw what some of the people who've gone into these clinics see, or if you've talked to the women who so deeply, deeply regret having an abortion that they did not take the choice that is available to them to carry that child to full term, perhaps maybe give that child up for adoption, but giving that child a chance for life. If you've ever talked to the ladies that regret not doing that, you would get just a little bit of the motivation and the passion that is behind why all of these wonderful people at Choices in Orlando do what they do. So grateful for them. Other organizations like CIRA up in Gainesville, and we know those people out there as well. We'll be back in a moment with more of our interviews from the grand opening of the UCF location for Choices. That's coming up in just a moment right here on The Shepherd. Listen, we all know in business nowadays, one of the hardest things to get right is your social media advertising. We all struggle with this, right? Trying to get content, good content at that, always struggling with your phone, never understanding the settings, and then when you finally post the picture or video, it looks terrible. Well, I'm about to let you in on a little secret in how to make this problem simply go away. I'm talking about Boundless Drone Services. Let me tell you, Boundless Drone Services takes away all the stress. Brian and his team are ready to help you create awesome video content of your next corporate event, training, or educational video. Or maybe you'd like to do what we did at Mark Radio and have them highlight the wonderful team that you have working for you. At Boundless Drone Services, they really can do it all. Contact them today at 407-601-2438 or go directly to their website at boundlessdroneservices.com to see how they can help you take your business to the next level in marketing. Hey, welcome back here to Afternoons with Mike. If you just joined us, we're presenting some interviews that we were able to take at the big grand opening of the Choices Women's Clinic, and that's the clinic near UCF. They opened this amazing facility debt-free. thanks to the just incredible generosity of the Central Florida area. Businesses, individuals, just so many ways that God moved upon the hearts of people. And now this building stands there, and they are also having quite a partnership with Advent Health, who is going to be taking a portion of that facility and making for a well-rounded care location for women who are seeking an alternative to ending their pregnancy. We're so grateful for this wonderful work that Choices is doing. And they're doing it 24/7, 365. We heard from Vicki Matthews in an interview last week. She was here in the Shepherd studio with us. And now we go back out on location to a point in time earlier this week when we were able to talk to some people who were at the grand opening involved with Choices.
I am with Scott Tober, who's one of the board members, actually one of the important board members who watches over the money, the treasurer for Choices. Scott, welcome to our program.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for inviting me to sit down. It's such a momentous day for Choices. I've been a board member since 2015. As a matter of fact, I was supposed to cycle off the board in March, but they hadn't found another numbers guy until recently. So I will be going off as a board member, but I'm going to stay active, and hopefully I'll be part of the advisory board that they have and whatnot. But it's been a great journey the last 6+ years watching this ministry grow. And I would tell the other board members during our board meetings, it's my standard saying, it's God showing off again.
Yes. You know, I was talking to the doctor earlier, Dr. McCarris, and it's very clear that in this day and age and in this part of the country, to have a business that opens up debt-free, that's not an everyday occurrence, is it?
It's almost a virtual impossibility, especially when you have to consider the uncertainties of just your costs, you know, of running a business, whether it's labor costs or operational costs moving forward, and to be growing a business and then at the same time expanding it to where you can actually go from renting a space to buying a building and renovating it to then buying another property debt-free and then having from start to finish building that building completely debt-free, including furnishing it. That's amazing, like I said, and that I'll go back to what I'm going to repeat this several times. God's just showing off again.
Now, when you think back to what I know I heard from Vicki, was a number of points in this process where it looked like, you know, you're going to have this much down and the rest is going to obviously be on a mortgage.
Sure.
But then that kept getting adjusted as time went on,
right,
to the point, obviously, where we are today. So give us the treasurer's side of that story.
Well, what was amazing was as we were going through the process, whether it was this facility or the previous one at West Colonial, we were looking at, you know, of course, the numbers as far as what it's going to take to do each of these projects. And we were looking at planning from what our annual events would be, whether it was the Walk for Life that we would have or our benefit dinner later on in the year, past numbers that we had at the events and what we could anticipate moving forward. Then it also became a matter of looking at church involvement and church support. And then also, too, looking at the numbers as far as our monthly contributors, whether they individuals or businesses or whatnot. And we went off those numbers and we said, based upon what was happening, we literally felt like we were going to need to get secure financing to take this, you know, UCF project to its completion. And then we would have these moments along the way, whether we had a surprise gift that was given us, given to the ministry, or we'd have an event like a Walk for Life where we would basically went from less than $100,000 a year to we just topped $400,000 this year in the walk. Last year, going through the pandemic and still having a very successful walk. Last year, doing a virtual benefit dinner and still having a successful benefit dinner. It's one of those things where we as individuals, we as people, we could almost be looking at this situation as it's impossible, but it's not. In our terms, yes. God obviously has other plans. And it really became a matter, I think, Mike, of us almost getting out of our own way. not letting ourselves feel limited in what can be done. We knew that it really became a matter of us focusing on what we had to do and let God take care of the rest. And I think that mindset really took hold, not just with the board members, but I think even with supporters, because they became more outgoing and reaching out to their friends and family members and business owners and colleagues and whatnot to not only get them involved financially, but even whether it's through volunteerism or other things, or giving resources in the way of social media and things like that. So what seemed again to be almost insurmountable, if you were just looking at the numbers, time and time and time again, when we had our reports, you know, we'd give updates and whatnot, we were just shaking our heads and smiling and just, you know, I think a lot of times I think we were almost brought to tears just because of the joy that we felt that God so loves life, and He enabled us and allowed us to be part of this ministry. I think part of the reason why I love this ministry so much too is I come from a single mom family to start with. I was born to a single mom. It had already had a sister a couple years older than me, and my father had left before I was born. And mom actually had the decision whether or not to keep me or not. So when I tell people my testimony, they ask me, why is a numbers guy like you or a person like you involved with this? I said, well, let me tell you a little story. And so when I was approached by one of the former board members about looking at choices and maybe supporting it, lending my expertise to it, I met actually with the previous executive director and was kind of given the lay of the land, what was going on. And I think at that time, too, the timing was such that I was getting ready to go into, matter of fact, it was tax season back in 2015. I says, well, I don't know if I could do it just yet. And so we put it on the back burner. And in that interim, Vicky was brought on board by the board. And then I got re-invited again, and I get interviewed. And for whatever reason, we'll say for whatever reason, God led me to say yes, and the board to say, thankfully, they said yes to me joining the board back in March of 2015. And just watching, again, from a numbers standpoint, the level of giving, the number of volunteers, the number of participants in our fundraising events, all these things just were going in the positive direction. And even when we faced those challenges of, especially COVID last year, we thought, what are we going to do when we hit an event like this, or the economy does this, or what have you? What you know? And we were planning all these contingencies and whatnot, and it just seemed like no matter what we were planning for, God was going well above and beyond. And I can tell you, when you go from raising less than $250,000 a year to now we have 2 million plus in such a short period of time, and having these buildings and having them debt free, that's amazing. And then you've probably got a chance to meet some of the staff that's here, and the volunteers. Everything seemed to just fall into place. We were completing this ahead of time, you know, the location ahead of time. The staff that was hired got trained up ahead of time and certified, you know, ahead of time, got all the, you know, all the necessary things to be able to operate the clinic. Then it became a matter of just being able to get into the clinic. So a lot of the ladies were definitely chomping at the bit to really get things going. And here we are now, a month out from UCF opening, which, of course, as Vicky said, we're going to have almost 70,000 students coming here. And I think the timing couldn't be better, because I think we are really prepared. And now having Advent partner up with us too, you know, obviously taking over the space to provide an OBGYN, again, we couldn't have asked for anything more. So
it is so great to see all of this come together, and to hear your perspective is so great. And I know you've already just mentioned it, but to be here right this close, really, just a mile away from the campus is truly a gift from God.
Sure. It couldn't have been worked out any better, because we had actually tried getting locations in strip malls and whatnot along up and down LFA Trail on University, and we were ready to sign leases and whatnot, and we were told, well, we don't want your your kind of business, if you will, there. We don't want a controversy, you know, something so controversial being in my property, what have you. So we were turned down several times to even be able to lease properties. And it became a matter of, like Vicky said, that the realtor we were working with said, you know, have you guys considered maybe buying a building or whatnot? And that's where we put our focus, and that's where we put our prayers towards. And that was the focus. And again, Mike, you can see the results. Yes. It's absolutely amazing.
God has blessed you. It's a beautiful building, and it's going to be put to use in a most marvelous way.
It's a mighty thing, yes.
And I really thank you, Scott Tober, for coming in and being a part over here at this grand opening for Choices at UCF.
Yes, praise God. Thank you so much.
This has been such a great day. We've talked to board members and been able to see some of the original founders. And now I have a volunteer. I've got Brenda Friesen with me here today. Brenda, how long have you been a volunteer for Choices?
You know, I don't even think it's been a year yet. Maybe about a year.
What drew you to this role of being a volunteer for a clinic like this, a women's clinic that reaches out to those that are facing decisions? Many of them think they've made up their mind already and made the decision to have an abortion. But many of them change their minds once they have the benefit of being a part of what Choices gives them.
Yes. Well, I'm a part of the women's ministry. I lead a group at our church, and they threw out this opportunity for us to volunteer with Choices and help them with their baby showers, anything, events, whatever they had to do. And I said, oh, I have time to do that. I would love to do that. So I started out sending out flyers, helping them put them in the envelopes and send them out. And I did a baby shower, and now I'm here helping with the grand opening of the new Choices.
This has got to be exciting for you to see, because again, a lot of what the volunteers do would be not necessarily on the campus itself, but you're sending out, like you said, information to people and then meetings off campus. But now you're talking about a campus, a part of the community or at UCF that is not only present and a big sign out there saying Choices, but this baby is paid for. It's debt-free. That's got to be exciting for you.
Oh, yeah, man. When I went to the Walk for Life and I heard that they made more money than they thought they would ever make, it was incredible. And I just thank the Lord for that, for how he has just raised up so many people willing to give and be a part of this wonderful ministry.
What advice, what encouragement could you give to people who say, you know, I've been thinking about getting involved as a volunteer for a pro-life center like Choices? What encouragement could you give?
Well, I would just say, find out if your church is involved with this ministry here, giving or finding volunteers. Find out about that and say, I want to be a volunteer. Sign up. That's all you have to do. And you could go to the Choices website, too, and sign up to be a volunteer.
In the past year that you've been a volunteer, what's the most exciting thing that's happened to you in this time?
Oh, wow. I would just say going to the baby shower and seeing this mother, this young mother, and the boyfriend coming with her, and just knowing that they're keeping their baby just gave me so much just joy to know that they're not going to let that baby die, that they're going to have this beautiful child. And she's probably already had her child. I don't know. I haven't seen it yet. But that's probably seeing all the pictures here with the mothers holding their babies, and they're so happy.
It's wonderful. Brenda, thank you for being with me.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Such great people at this big event that was held on Tuesday of this past week. Choices grand opening of their UCF location, just about a mile from the university. Now, there's something else on their website at choicesfriends.com that I found that I really think is important. You know, this is location number 2 for Choices. Their original location is on the West Colonial Drive area, and operation there will continue just as it has. It's going to be the same. The administrative offices for both locations will be at the West Colonial location, and that's going to serve as their second location and increase the capacity to serve more women and men who face this unplanned pregnancy situation here in Orlando. And we know the UCF location is strategic. 70,000 students, or real close to that number, will be at UCF this coming fall, making it, I believe, the second largest university in America. And many people that are in that age group are the people that go to abortion clinics. Please be praying with us all. Pray for Vicki Matthews and her team at Choices, that this location will just be off and running and just see great success for the glory of God. We're going to be back with a couple that served as founding members of the Board of Choices back when it just was at the very genesis of the operation. Don't go away. I'll be right back. This is Afternoons with Mike right here on The Shepherd. Thank you so very much for joining us on this Friday edition of Afternoons with Mike. We've been featuring interviews that were taken on location at the big grand opening earlier this week with Choices Women's Clinic at the UCF campus. Boy, it was hot that day. We've had so much rain in Central Florida recently. But on that day, the sun was shining. It was 94 degrees, and we found a nice, shady, even breezy spot at the back of the building near the tent where we were able to spend some time with some of these people, and we hope you've enjoyed it. You can hear the wind noise just a little bit on my microphone as we're talking, but it all kind of serves for the atmosphere of this big, joyous occasion, a great day for Choices Women's Clinic as they open this really important campus location, debt-free, owing no bank, nobody for all of the amazing things. It's about a $2 million plant, and God has brought this up for His glory. So let's go back and let's hear from a founding couple. This couple, they were involved at the very beginning of Choices. Sitting here with board members, and I might even add one of the founding members of this wonderful organization, Choices, I've got Tom and Karen Weber. And, you know, it is really exciting. This is a day of history for Choices, but it's got to be, for you two, it's got to be one of the most fulfilling things that you've seen.
It's fulfilling, it's emotional, it's very humbling. I mean, you really do feel sort of undone. And you walk away trying to process what God's done here. We had humble beginnings. And for us to be now having a second campus that's debt-free is all God. He's got big things to do.
It is an all God thing, because this just doesn't happen in everyday life. A company comes in, I don't care what kind of company it is, but to be fighting the battles that Choices fight, they fight those battles on it. They don't fight people, they fight the enemy. They fight those that would try to stamp out life. And that's on a 24/7 365 basis all the time. Now, you were a part of the group again that would be from the very beginnings of this particular ministry, Choices. What was it like back then? And did you ever have a notion that you could have two facilities in a community like Orlando?
No. CPCs were sort of new and up and coming, and a lot of people were beginning to react to the change in the abortion law, and they were beginning to get together and talk about it. And we came under some teaching from Francis Schaeffer, who wrote the book, How Then Shall We Live? And we met, and then we really were challenged to be salt and light and get some action going on. And so we went ahead and volunteered, a couple of us volunteered at the Right to Life Convention. And while we were walking around, we ran into these two girls that had driven in their Volkswagen bus from Texas and told us this crazy story that they had been offering free pregnancy tests out of their apartment, and 50 women had chosen life for their babies in 6 months. And we just thought, why do we just keep spinning our wheels? Let's do that. And so, you know, the process then began. Dale Wayne and myself went ahead and got together and put ourselves, did some
incorporating and put our husbands as secretary and treasurer. And then we sort of drug our feet until one day someone called us and said, if you don't get yourself in the Yellow Pages, you have to wait for another year. That's how long ago this was. And we went to...
There was such a thing as Yellow Pages
Phone books. I had been Chuck Green's secretary at Orangewood, and we had been members there. And so Dale was worshiping there too. So we went to Chuck and the elders and said, we need $1,000. And there was nothing to show for it. I mean, we were two moms with children with no business experience. She was employed. I was raising babies. And they gave it to us. So that was God. That was absolutely God.
You know, in 1987, I had a chance to meet Chuck Green. And back in that day, R.C. Sproul was part of your congregation.
Yes. Yep. That was a huge part of my history, to fan that flame of that passion. I had a personal loss of losing a little girl who I had when she was mid-pregnancy, and the time you don't usually see her. And so it was a early window to the womb when they really didn't have sonograms back then. So that was my story. That was the collision of truth and my story. Everybody else has an amazing story that God used to bring them in. But anyway, we took that $1,000, we put it in the Yellow Pages, we put my phone number in the Yellow Pages, and had a phone hooked up to my kitchen, and what we were doing was going out and talking to anybody who would let us speak, and we would go to churches and educate, raise funds, and solicit other people to help us put it together. And we got a phone call from a nurse who was attending Orangewood's little presentation that we did, and said, and she was working at my OBGYN office, which was amazing, and she said, we have a little girl here. She is Catholic, and she was with her boyfriend one time, and she's pregnant, and she wants to get an abortion. Will you talk to her? And at this point, we had never talked to anybody. I mean, this was where the rubber met the road, and so we did. We met with her. And she was so sweet, and she decided to carry and parent the baby. She got married to that young man, and I got Christmas cards for many years from them. So I think in so many ways, in many stories, God woos you into leaning in more into ministry, and he wooed me. Because there's not a lot of those pretty little stories around, but that one was a delightful start to our ministry. And then it just went on from there, and that's when other people came in with their expertise. And so the group of people we were traveling with at that point, we had attorneys and pastors, we had people that were in media who did our brochures, and we brought on, we've all volunteered in the beginning. At one point, we finally rented our first space, and a woman that was very capable in business came and stepped in and did that. But I mean, literally, we were seeing 20 clients a month. That's it. And it was, we were using methods that nobody would use now. We were very kind of showing graphic results of abortion, but God was patient with us and brought us through it. And then just gradually we went, more and more people began to support. We found another director. We moved over to Fairbanks in Winter Park, and the volunteers would step in and counsel and begin to meet women in their moment of crisis. And that was our whole thing, is just to meet women through this free pregnancy test in a moment of crisis where we could give them an informed choice. So there was no coercion. There was no, oftentimes when they called, the number was not real descriptive. And so we had an opportunity to meet with them when they were possibly seeking an abortion. So only God knows how many sweet mamas and babies are still alive because of those, our feeble attempts. And then the next big events were becoming medical and bringing in sonography, being able to share with them a picture of their baby when they came for that appointment, and to do STD testing that is allowing us now to be under doctor's care. And he just keeps expanding. So now we're opening our second. We bought an old building and did a renovation of our first facility down in Colonial. That was about 5 or 6 years ago. And just a few years ago, Vicki, who is now our director, who has God brought on for such a time as this for real growth. She has such a sensitivity to moving into new places, and we were becoming old-fashioned. We were handing out diapers. We were you know, we had to get current. We had to get on top of technology. But one of the things that we did really well back then was we did post-abortion counseling. And I myself went to one. I didn't have an abortion, but I helped my sister have one. And she was in town, and I asked her if I could go for her. And I sat through a 12-week post-abortion counseling class, and it transformed my life. So it's also a place where people that leave and make that choice are welcome, and they oftentimes will come back, and they feel loved and welcomed with no judgment or condemnation. It's Jesus they feel. It's Jesus that they feel when they walk in the doors, and that's Jesus when they come back to, who they come back to. So anyway, when I aged out because of having five children, I asked Tommy to come on the board in my place, because he was, I really had this very concern that people needed to know where we started and not forget that it was all God, because it just doesn't make sense. And so he stayed on the board for about 15 years. And then when Vicki came into the situation, we both stepped back in. I did some advocacy, and we both have been on the board, and we just have watched this ministry grow, and we're overwhelmed and humbled and so glad to be a part of it.
One thing I have to say, just from my cheap seat position here of watching this and hearing your story, is that you talked about some of the things that you were doing that you wouldn't do again. Well, one thing that you did that was right was you gave birth to this wonderful ministry, and untold lives are being formed and changed and giving a chance, really, truly, given a chance to live because of what you did. So congratulations on that. This is a bit of payday for for everybody, but also for you, Karen, and I'm grateful for that. Tom, she mentioned earlier about roping in some of the husbands and getting them involved. You stepped in. You've been a board member now for years. This has got to be exciting.
Well, as Karen mentioned, when she rotated off the board, somebody had the idea that if somebody was rotating off the board, they had to find a replacement. So I became her low-hanging fruit for her replacement. And I served on the board probably for 10 to 15 years. Whoever came up with the replacement clause didn't come up with term limits. I was at one point really wishing they would. And finally somebody did, and I rotated off for a while. But
that brought new blood and new ideas. And
yeah, it really is good. I mean, we've had so many people serve with choices. You know, we had a very vital part of the Central Florida ministry. And we labored to continue to move things forward, keep the lights on and the bills paid, and finding more and more people. We did things that we felt were strategic, and some worked and some didn't. But it really, choices has changed dramatically since Vicki Matthews agreed to serve as our executive director. It was a situation where we didn't know what we didn't know. Had we, I think we would have taken some very different steps and maybe, you know, come into our own, if you will, a little bit sooner. But in God's perfect timing, Vicki walked through the door. At that point, neither one of us were serving on the board. One of the first things she did was meet with us and asked us to be on the board, said they really needed a historical perspective, and we said, that is so sweet, and thank you very much, and I'm sure that would be helpful, and call us if you have questions and want us to answer questions, and that didn't work. So, and honestly, it's thanks to God that it didn't work, because we would have not been able to witness what we've witnessed, and it is such a faith-building thing to know our history and be able to watch our recent history and the transformation of this ministry into something that we would never have imagined.
From just a couple of hearts wanting to make a difference, seeing what is going on in the world, and now we end up with this. That is truly a real example of God's grace in action.
Absolutely.
God bless you both. Thank you for being with me.
Oh, thank you. Our pleasure. Thank you for
being
here.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
I'm excited about UCF for a couple reasons, but one of them is we really are aging out, and we need young people to get passionate about this issue, because we're still just scratching the surface in a state that has one of the highest rates of abortion. Vicki calls it destination abortion. We want young people, young couples to hear us, and we understand it's hard because we had little babies and managed a lot of it back then, but we really need them to step in and take over.
And maybe they're going to be hearing this and do just that.
Come and volunteer. Get to know us.
Tom and Karen Weber, thank you so much. And friends, that's all of our time. We do congratulate Choices on the big grand opening of their new location. We'll catch you next time right here on Afternoons with Mike.